I don't think 50 Cent was at the game last night, but everybody else was. Everybody named Mama.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld, Larry David, Taylor Swift was there.
Have we seen 50 at all at the Garden?
I haven't. I saw Chris Rock last night, Sandler. I mean, they're all there.
50 of Fraud.
Did you, by the way, hear, I guess it was Ben Stiller was on the pregame show with the ESPN, I think to call them NBA TNT guys. They're on ESPN now, right? Shaq and Barkley and them. Did you hear Ben, they asked Ben Stiller about how long he's been a season ticket holder and all that. You know, he gets those tickets for free.
He flexed on everybody.
That's the biggest BS I've ever heard.
I can't take the whole thing.
Like, the fact that they're, like, all right, it doesn't matter, like, Knicks or whatever. Like, the fact that there's regular people trying to go to these games and probably having to pay thousands of dollars.
Regular degglers.
They're just giving these guys, like, Ben Stiller's got plenty of money to pay for seats. Larry David's got more money than he knows to do with. Make them pay 10 grand for the tickets. That is a joke that they just, you know what? You know what it is? They just want their faces there.
Yes.
Because then it's a story.
Yes.
So, like, Taylor Swift didn't have to pay for those tickets last night. She's worth billions. They all should pay for this. Maybe I'm naive and everyone knows this but me. I didn't realize that last night. Like, wait, you don't pay for your tickets? You have plenty of money. They should all retroactively just write a check to the NBA or the Knicks or whoever for millions of dollars stealing tickets over these years. That's a joke.
Hot.
Why should people that have the money to pay for the seats not pay for the seats?
I mean, yeah, that's a lot. But they're sitting on them premium seats.
I know. Charity. I mean, they're giving away charity to billionaires.
That don't got it like that, that pay for their seats like 10 yams.
Of course.
It was like Celebrity Road out there last night, though.
Yeah. Oh, it was. And I guess it will
always
continue.
It's disgusting. Yeah. I can't stand it. Can't stand it.
Yeah. Then those people become the characters and then they're Chalamets in every shot
on
TV. I don't even mind him as an actor, but he's gotten annoying as a Knicks fan.
Well, now I hate him as an actor.
Yeah. Oh, you're out on him as an actor.
Yeah. He got the last installment of Dune is coming out, so I got to wait to see how he does in that. Then I'll make my decision.
So you're wavering on Chalamet as an actor?
Okay. Muad'Dib. He's coming out. He's playing Paul Atreides. Muad'Dib. Yeah.
I take things like that more personally than I should.
Like that he's a Knicks fan?
Yeah,
he's annoying?
And he's all over he's on my TV all the time. I don't need Timothy Chalamet. I'm already suffering watching the Knicks and going on this run.
Yeah.
I don't need him. Need him.
No. Well, then I think the Knicks have boosted him. He's more popular now than he used to be. His name's out there all the time.
All right.
Speaking of money and rich people, the rich got richer yesterday. Hugh, the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes agreed to a contract restructure. They had some years there. And so he had slipped in recent years to being the 13th highest paid quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They changed that. His new average annual salary sets a record. Hugh Douglas, $64 million per season for Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, you know what that means.
What does it mean?
In the mortal worlds of Aaron in San Diego, if the Sky Marshal goes out there and he has a good year, they're going to have to break bread with the Sky Marshal.
What are we talking?
The Sky Marshal, would you say he's getting 60 a year?
64 for Patrick.
So what is the Sky Marshal at right now, like 50?
51? I think around there.
He'd probably be like 55, 58. What is Dak making?
Dak makes 60.
55? 58.
Oh, yeah. He probably going to be about 60.
Yeah, dude.
He's going to be like 61.
Be bottom half, right?
Yeah, he's going to be like 61. He'll be probably about 61. He got to have a hell of a year, though. This guy, Marshall, about to get.
Where are we getting all this money for everybody, though?
I should have played quarterback.
Okay, so Jalen's at $51 million on average right now. So the new leader in the clubhouse, now once again, is Patrick Mahomes at 64. Dak is at 60. Stafford's at 50.
You got to pass Dak.
Stafford's at 50. You don't have to do anything. Stafford's at 55. Salary cap league. I got Rockefeller Douglas here just handing out millions of dollars left and right. Give Carter 120.
Now I see what AB talking about. All the negativity.
Negativity. You're spending the Eagles' money. I'm trying to keep everything
in line.
Now we
have AB Douglas over
here. All the negativity. You pay that man.
Why?
Pay that man. If he have a hell of a season, get you back to the Super Bowl. Pay that man.
What would you rather have? A top five quarterback or the best roster in the league?
Like the quarterback.
Best roster. Quarterback.
Best roster.
Well, I will say this. To be fair to this conversation, this is the time where your quarterback needs to start separating themselves. And last year, he was in the cul-de-sac with, who was it? Who was he in the cul-de-sac with last year? He was with some bad quarterbacks.
Well, his numbers were Brissettish last year.
Yeah. He was, as far as that's concerned, you know, when you talk about, you know, completion and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
He was in the cul-de-sac with, like, who's the quarterback from Cam Jurgens?
Cam Ward.
Yeah. And them cats. He was in the cul-de-sac with them as far as
he was putting up year one rookie contract numbers, not $65 million a year.
Because if you, like, for all the Jalen Knights out there, if you go look at his completion percentage and you look at it compared to some of the other guys, he was with some of the mediocre, like, it was bad. No shade. It's just what it was. So now if you're talking about, you know, Patrick Mahomes making the kind of money he making, and your quarterback, our quarterback, making that kind of money, he has to perform a lot better than
I just don't, like, if we are to believe that this scheme is as good as it is, almost quarterback proof, and we have the ability to build the type of roster that we do with the general manager we have.
And the drafting that's gone on the last 5 years. They've really mastered the draft.
Then the quarterback, no matter what his name is, to me, doesn't warrant that type of money.
Well, and they should be able to approximate good quarterback play with the system.
Right.
That should be the baseline.
And you know what, you're talking about like they do with Mahomes.
Yeah, well, you know, well.
Or even just like, even less than that. I mean, they if Mannion is good and the offensive line is good and they could run the ball, I expect, we'll just use Jalen, I expect solid to good quarterback play based on the system.
I don't even, and you know what, like I'm even thinking about, say Jalen doesn't pick it up or whatever. They come to a disagreement on the contract. They don't want to pay him as much. I'm not looking at like a Burrow to come in here. He's going to cost too much money for me. I just don't think the quarterback position on this team in that scenario is that valuable. Like valuable enough for me to go do that.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is they have won the Super Bowl twice in the last 8 years, and they have not had. Now, Jalen, in the year they lost in 22, did play like a top five guy. So he was that. But they haven't won the Super Bowl either time with a quarterback that we considered a top five guy within that season. It just didn't happen. Foles was a backup, and Hurts wasn't great in 24.
I would just almost prefer a cheap guy that goes in there and doesn't screw it up, which, like, granted, could be Jalen. Is he going to be the cheap part? I don't think so.
He can't be cheap.
Right.
Because you got to get that bread because it's like
he could take a discount.
He can look out for himself.
He's pulling the next man up behind him. He got to take it bread for the next
man.
He can look out for
that
himself. If I'm Howie or Eagles fan, I got to look out for the Eagles.
So let me ask you guys this. Can I read into something to the point of Jalen's future that Mahomes, that the Eagles are watching from the sidelines as the quarterback market goes up?
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is, the Eagles here are usually ahead of the curve, right? When they want to pay a player or they are committing to a player, they like to get ahead of it.
They caught it early.
Because the market just goes up, right? And so right now, you were kind of guessing where Jalen could come in 1 year from now. Because Mahomes is at 64, Dak's at 60. You know what's probably going to happen over the next 12 months?
You're going to pay Dak.
Well, Dak could get another contract, but more likely, Lamar's going to get a new deal.
Oh, yeah.
Burrow's going to get a new deal.
Price of the brick going to go up.
Maybe Herbert's going to get a new deal. So I would guess, just off top of my head, all three of those guys touch around 60, right? If Mahomes is 64, if you're Joe Burrow or you're Lamar Jackson, you're going to say, I want to be in that neighborhood. So, doesn't it say something the Eagles aren't trying to get ahead of this? If they're not getting ahead of it, they're going to have to either pay a lot and go to a level that is just, to me, a crazy amount for the production Jalen gives you, or they don't plan on doing it altogether.
Interesting thought process when you say it like that.
And last time they paid Jalen before all the other guys.
Right after the first Super Bowl.
They paid him right away. Set the market and then let people jump that.
And you know what, to your point, I remember being in Atlanta when Matt Ryan was up for his contract and who was it? Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins signed that guaranteed deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never get it like it was yesterday. Thomas Dimitrov was like, yeah, Kirk Cousins deal kind of messed it up for us. Because now it raised the price of what you were going to get Matt Ryan, because Kirk Cousins was not nearly the quarterback that Matt Ryan was, and he got a lot of money. So, you know, Matt's people went in and said, hey, man, we got to get paid.
Isn't it weird that, like, it feels crazy for me to say this or even, like, theorize this? The price of the quarterback, I think, is getting close to outweighing the value of what a quarterback is for a team right now.
Well, and I think the gap grows because the rookie wage scale is so cheap.
Yeah.
Like before before they paid Purdy, think about, like, Purdy obviously got in the league and started playing well, right? We all saw that. He was making like 700 grand. So, like, think about if you have a 700 grand quarter. I know that was extreme.
Yeah.
Like, he was a seventh round pick. But compared to a $64 million quarterback, that the gap is just,
it's too expensive.
You could put a whole team together.
It's too expensive.
It feels like what they're trying to do is get as much juice as you can out of the quarterback before you have to pay him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then if you have that guy that you feel is that generational talent, then you pay him.
Right, Mahomes.
Because you know that his skill is going to carry the team even when the team around him is diminished.
And that's,
you know,
Mahomes.
Yes. I really almost think
they lost Tyreek. They lost all these guys.
I think there might just be two guys, maybe three. And that's Mahomes and Allen and maybe Lamar.
But even
I think Burrow talent is in there, but he gets hurt a lot.
But you know,
which complicates it.
But you know, the outlier in all of that is Jalen. I mean, when you look at talent compared to actual results,
I agree with you on this.
Sure.
Jalen's the outlier.
The winning has done way more than you would think the production should lead to.
Here's why I left off Burrow and Jalen. Mahomes, like you said, did it without Tyreek, really did it with turds at wide receiver. Lamar does it with turds at wide receiver. Allen does it with turds at wide receiver. I mean, Jalen had AJ and Devontae. Burrow had Chase and Higgins.
Oh, yeah. No, right? He's had a lot.
I'm saying guys that become the talent on offense.
No, I hear you. But again, still, I know how we like to split hairs when it comes to that. But Jalen's the outlier. When you talk about talent and you talk about results.
And production.
And it's totally different than those other guys.
Yeah. I know.
We can sit here and we can talk about all those guys, save Patrick Mahomes, are super talented. But Jalen's the one that has done it twice. He's been there twice and got one.
I'm saying, when does the money value become too high for what you individually offer?
You know what, Kyle? That might be this year.
Well, it's
like, that's what it's, you know, when you, like, and I know a lot of stuff that I'm saying that, you know, people really aren't understanding, but the bottom line is this, whether you want to believe it or not. I believe in Jalen. Let me say that first, because we got to start with that. But the Eagles are hedging their bets with the red rifle.
Uh-oh.
I mean, they are. See, when I try to break it down, there you go acting silly. But it's the truth. It's the truth, because you're looking at it like you. At the end of the day, when you talk about this new offense and Jalen embracing this offense and the stories that were written, the bottom line is this: they want Jalen to take a leap. Mm. They want Jalen to be that guy that they think that he is, which we think that he is. We know he's a winner. They want him to take that next step because, to your point, they have to justify how they're going to move in the next 3 to 5 years when it comes to this football team.
So when you were saying that, the blessing could become the curse soon. And I don't know if AB is going to like this or not, but he's going to have to hear it. The blessing for Jalen and the Eagles is they've put a lot of talent around him. They've drafted well, right? They've developed players. But as those guys have to get paid, it affects him, it just affects everyone, right? Like, when Jalen Carter was on his rookie deal, we're not talking about how much Jalen makes. Right now, Jalen Carter is probably asking for $150 million.
Yeah, He's trying to get paid.
Quinyon Cooper, their first year, they win the Super Bowl. We're all jumping up and down because they're cheap. They're on their rookie deals. Those guys might account for $55 million a year soon. So the better they draft, and we all cheer for it, eventually those guys are going to ask for their money.
Yes, and you're going to have to make a decision if your quarterback is the guy that you feel that's going to sustain you.
Then you let the other guys go.
Sustain.
You got it? You nailed it?
For the next 5 years.
Then you let the other guys go.
Then you have to let the other guys go.
But if you're not sure.
If you're not sure, uh-oh, then you have to move on.
And
you have
that's
to figure it
why
out.
You wore the Red Rifle t-shirt.
That is not why I wore the Red Rifle t-shirt.
All right. Jalen Hurts spoke about this yesterday. Not all this. He didn't give us his opinions on quarterback salaries. But
did he talk to us about being too negative?
No, I didn't hear that. Jalen gets it. I mean, he knows what we're doing. We have a conversation.
Does he? Do we know what we're doing?
No, we don't.
No.
No one would say we do. But I do know this. Jalen was asked yesterday specifically about his contract. Here's how he answered that.
With franchise quarterbacks and their contracts, you'll see teams rework them, help them with space, et cetera. Are you okay with your contract? Is there any talk about something changing in the future here?
Yeah, for me, I'm truly focused on being the best that I can be right now. And that's where my energy is. There's a lot of change as is. I'm focused on this offense. I'm focused on building with Sean and being at my best.
I thought he handled that well, answered
it well.
I
mean, that's the best way you can answer.
Yes, because if he says yes or no, it's like, you know, he just spun. I think he used this phrase earlier. He spun it forward. I'm focused on this season. I mean, I think we all we all have brains, right? Like, he, of course, would rather have a contract extension than
Jaylen
not.
But he's not going to say that. Anybody knows what's going on is Jaylen.
Yes.
Jaylen knows that he has to play well in order for him to get a new contract, because that's what we're talking about. This is not hating on Jaylen. This is not trying to be negative Nancy or spin a negative narrative. It just is. It is what it is. He's inadvertently a lame duck when it comes to money that's going to be paid to him or owed to him this year. And if you look around the league, normally quarterbacks don't go in a situation like that. Hell, they gave Aaron Rodgers some more money. You know what I mean? They just signed Patrick Mahomes, and he has some time on his deal.
He had years left. A lot
of
years.
So it's one of those things that they're basically probably waiting to see how they're going to handle the next couple of years. Because just like you said, Coop's going to want his money. Quinion's going to want his. And you have to be sure that if you tie $60 to $70 more million dollars up in your court into your quarterback, that he's going to be the guy that's going to carry you for the next 5 years.
Can I give you one more guy that might want more money?
Who's that?
And I think this guy, I've said it a lot this offseason, I think he's going to take a leap. I think he's going to justify being the number one. Right now, Devontae Smith makes $25 million a year. If he does take a leap, and he has huge numbers as a one, the top receivers are getting over 40. Don't you think he's going to say at some point?
He probably want to break bread.
Right, he'll want a little bump. And,
especially
and,
since
and that's
now,
deserving so. Deservingly
especially
so.
Especially since now, if he goes into the season and you make him he is the number one, and he has a number one season.
Yeah.
And he leads the team in everything. Then he's probably going to want some more money. No doubt.
He'll look at Puka. He'll look at JSN.
Like, I need to get paid.
Yeah, those guys are getting 40. I'm at 25. That gap is significant. So it's the blessing and the curse of having a roster this good. It's all coming here. I thought Jaylen answered it well. I do wonder if we're going to get a story at some point of if there's been some contract broaching. Like, Hugh, you said something that's I agree with. Like, most quarterbacks don't go into years like this. I wonder. I don't know. I just wonder if his agent at this offseason broached them and then maybe they said, we'll do this next year. Right? We're not doing it now.
Probably.
But I wonder if we'll get that story at some point.
Probably. Probably not. Because I think Jaylen plays it close to the best.
Well, but someone else could leak it out. It doesn't have to be
could.
Him.
I think Jaylen's going to go out there because he's had to do it before. This is not.
He's had proven years, yeah.
He's used to being in this spot.
He is.
And I think that he's going to thrive. I think this is where his wheelhouse is, where he's going to do his best work. Now, what that looks like, don't know. Will it look good enough for the Eagles to say, hey, he's our guy? I think so, but don't know what that's going to look like as far as, you know, the stats are concerned.
I think it's two things. One, the stats obviously will tell a tale, but also – you've said this. Do they think it's going in the right direction? And
yes.
And are they? Do they look at him and say he's a good bet for the next 3 to 5 years?
Yes.
If the answer is yes to those things, then they're going to give him a new contract. That's the way this thing is going to go. If the answer is no, then they're not. I mean, it's complicated, but it's also simple. But then you weave everybody else in. I mean, there's a lot of other things going on here with all these other players. It'd be easier if these guys were further away from free agency, but they're not. Specifically, Jaylen Carter, we talked a lot about today. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right, we'll have you people coming up in the final segment. I think something happened to you people today, but they're back. I think they went away, but they came back.
But they do.
It's been an up and down day for you people.
Well, this wasn't their fault. I think it was like a technical issue. But
well, that becomes my fault, according to them.
You did it?
I get blamed for it.
Oh, I saw someone in there blame Hugh for it, like as if he could cut the YouTube.
I get blamed for when an ad comes up.
I don't look at any of you people.
We told you not to.
You've been good about that. Which is good. Yeah. Very good.
I don't even be on Twitter.
That's a lane we don't want you anywhere near.
I'm good.
Yeah, you stay right here in this lane, in the Red Rifle lane, driving the Andy Express.
I hate both.
Commendable, too, because like we are just badgering Hugh with you people comments about him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't go in there.
No, he's
and wreak havoc.
It's actually it's a great
it's
job.
Your best work.
Rehab it.
Yeah. Sometimes they ask where he is, and I say, nah.
Yeah, no,
he's not allowed to participate.
You guys do not want that, I promise
nope.
you.
Nope.
Like
right.
a bull in a china shop.
Coming up, we'll get to something else big that starts today. And you people, it is the Midday Show. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 W.